Is still higher than 20%. That's three times the national average. Well, Uber is hoping to change that, and it's now enlisting some top military brass to help the company with its initiative.
So shit, get something here.
It's Travis Groff's first month as a driver for Uber. The 31-year-old military veteran spent 7 years in the Air Force and was deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan. When he got out in September 2008, he says finding the right job was tough.
I think veterans are well suited for this type of work because we're service-based anyways, too, and we're offering a service to someone. We're helping them get from point A to point B, so it's kind of mission-oriented.
Uber now wants to bring on 50,000 more veterans just like Groft by teaming up with Hiring Our Heroes, a nonprofit veterans service organization. The idea isn't just to give veterans jobs, but to help Uber hire more quality drivers. The company's CEO, Travis Kalanick.
The veterans that are already on the system provide such a high quality experience, and they have a better work ethic, and they're out there doing more trips than the average partner.
You've looked at the data on that?
Oh, yeah. We already have thousands of vets on the system today.
He says Uber will take less commission from veterans and help them buy cars at better interest rates. The company is beefing up its pitch to veterans with an all-star volunteer military advisory board, chaired by former Defense Secretary Robert Gates.